Some studies estimate that children only get 4 to 7 minutes of unstructured play outdoors these days. A group of 18 local nonprofits called the Montezuma Inspire Coalition recently received a $1.8 million grant from Great Outdoors Colorado, also known as GOCO. This grant is intended to support programs that encourage kids to get outside and play. Jay Loschert is with the Montezuma Land Conservancy. That's one of the organizations that has received funding from the grant. He joins me now in the studio. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Austin.
This is a lot of money. Talk a little bit more about where it's all going to go.
Well, we're very excited about this. This is a wonderful opportunity for youth in our community. The grant is really designed, as you mentioned, to remove barriers, to help youth get outside more often and more consistently. And this coalition, the Montezuma Inspire Coalition, is really a collection of groups in our community who were all working independently to do similar programs outside, but really the focus of this Inspire initiative was to kind of combine forces and collaborate on how we can do that as a community and do it in a comprehensive, thoughtful manner. A couple of the highlights of the grant, kids, youth as a result of this grant are going to have more access to the outdoors during their school day. There's going to be a lot of more programming offered as part of the regular school day and as well as after school programs. Families in the community will have an opportunity to borrow gear from an outdoor gear lending library. There's also going to be paid crew member positions through the Southwest Conservation Corps that will train kids to work in the outdoors and work in the conservation field. And we're really hoping to target over 5,400 youth over the course of the grant.
Wow, I want to talk more about that in just a moment. But first, talk about the organizations that are part of this coalition.
Right. Well, again, like I mentioned, there's been just a wonderful kind of synergy created by this opportunity. The Montezuma Land Conservancy has been just one of 18 different groups that have come together to do the research in the community, to reach out to families and parents and find out what were those barriers to kids spending more time outside, and then creating a plan to address those barriers and to make it easier and again, more readily accessible for families to spend time with their kids outside. The list is long and diverse, and it's constantly evolving. We're always, looking for new ways to collaborate. A couple groups in particular have kind of played a leadership role. The City of Cortez Parks and Recreation Department has been highly involved. The Pinion Project, Southwest Conservation Corps, the Montezuma School to Farm Project, the Medicine Horse, San Juan Mountains Association, all those organizations served on a steering committee and really provided some leadership for this coalition.
These organizations probably all have slightly different missions and different things they're working on. How are you going to organize and work together?
Well, we've really come together around a common goal. And as you mentioned, kids today are spending less and less time outside. I think, you know, those of us who are a little older, like myself, kind of grew up with that expectation that, you know, the outdoors was our playground. And, I think kids today face some different situations. So really identifying that need that, we know intuitively, I think, that being outside and playing and experiencing the outdoors is good for us, but science is starting to back that up. And this whole Inspire initiative from Great Outdoors Colorado really tries to make a pointed effort to remedy some of the situations that lead kids to spend a lot of time on their electronic devices and less time playing outside. So we're really focused around that mission of how can we really support youth and families to spend time outdoors and connect with the natural world.
We've heard from some school officials, we've had conversations about how hard it is to even get kids to make it to school. That especially includes children from marginalized or low-income communities. Seems like there could also be some logistical challenges to get them outside. What are you going to do to make sure kids, especially kids from non-white and non-affluent communities, also have access to the resources that come from this grant?
That's a great question, and it's definitely an issue, and we've addressed that, and we heard from the community, and people definitely identified having the transportation issues as well as not having the gear or the expertise about how to get outside. So as we reached out to the community during the planning phase of this grant, we learned all that, and we were encouraged by the fact that there was demand from parents and youth that they wanted more time outside. They wanted to spend time in the natural world and connect with the great outdoors. And so what we've done is tailored our programs to address those needs specifically. You know, again, a big part of the grant will fund in-school programs, in-school experiential programs, where kids, you know, who may learn better by doing hands-on activities, will have a chance to do that in the outdoors, in these outdoor learning situations. So really trying to target every kid in all three school districts. There'll be programs and places for teachers and students to participate in outdoor hands-on experiential learning activities in outside.
How are you going to track your progress?
GOCO, Great Outdoors Colorado, has a pretty robust evaluation piece that we're going to be utilizing, as well as we have written into the grant an evaluation program that we'll be following that will give us not just the data that GOCO wants, but data that we can use to make sure that the programs we're creating and you know, conducting are effective and they're achieving the goals that we're shooting for. So that each organization that will be doing programs will be collecting data about the effectiveness of their programs and how many kids they're reaching, and we'll be able to look back at that data and tweak our programming to make sure we're addressing those barriers that were addressed in our research.
How do you hope the community will look after this grant in 3 years?
Well, we have a vision that Montezuma County is going to be known across the state and across the region, across the country, as a community that really supports its youth, you know, and really values the experiences that we all enjoy in the outdoors. And we're really looking to take a leadership role in that field. Yeah, it's really exciting because I think, you know, a lot of communities don't have this opportunity. And, you know, often in our community, you know, I think kids have the experience and that we've heard from them that there's nothing to do. And we've heard them, and we're addressing that problem, and we're really making an effort to make sure that kids have not just something to do, but the skills and the experience and the gear and the leadership to do that.
Jay Loschert is with the Montezuma Land Conservancy. That's one of the organizations that has received funding from a $1.8 million grant from Great Outdoors Colorado, intended to encourage kids to get outside. Thanks so much, Jay.
You're welcome. Thank you, Austin.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KSJD. Thanks for tuning in. The time is 7:40. Coming up, NPR News headlines, followed by the Outdoor Report at 7:49 and the Marketplace Morning Report at 7:51. You're listening to KSJD. Stay with us.